This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وأطهر المرسلين، شفيع المذنبين وحبيب رب العالمين، محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه الطيبين الطاهرين. إن الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأن محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم عبده ورسوله، بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وتركها على المحجة البيضاء ليلها كنهارها لا يزيغ عنها إلا هالك. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة. All praise is due to Allah. I bear witness that no one is worthy of worship but Allah, and I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is indeed his final messenger. The best of speech is the book of Allah. The best of guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the worst of all matters is to innovate in religion. And every such kind of innovation is a misguidance, and misguidance leads to the hellfire. يا أحباب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، يروى أن سلطانا من السلاطين أحس بأن الموت قد أتاه، فأراد أن يوصي بالخلافة أو الإمارة لمن بعده من أبنائه، فاستدعى أبناءه التسعة وأعطى كل واحد منهم حبة وقال: ازرعوها وأتوني بها بعد عام، ومن أتاني بشجرة كاملة قد يكون هو الأمير. It was said that there was a sultan that felt that about his time in this world is about to expire. So he called in his children to choose which one is going to replace him after his departure from this world. And he gave each and every one of them a seed. And he said, you go ahead and you plant this seed and come back and see me after a year. And whoever got up the best tree out there, the one that's blown up, he is going to be the sultan after my departure. A year passes by. مضى العام وأتى أولاده التسعة، أبناؤه التسعة، ثمانية منهم كل واحد أتى بشتلة جميلة كبيرة، إلا واحد منهم فقد أتى بلا شيء، يعني أتى بباقة فيها التربة وفيها حبة ولكن لم ينبت عليها شيء. After the passage of the year, all nine of them came. Eight of them, they had a beautiful plant to come and show for their father. With the exception of one of them, he just had a vase with soil in it, but nothing ever came out of it. وجاء هذا الولد وقال: يا والدي، إن الله قد أختارني لأخدم ولم يختارني حتى أقود الناس. He said, Father, it seems like God wants me to serve people, but not to lead people. And the father said, you will serve people, but in the capacity of the next Amir or the next Sultan. And the son inquired what has happened. He said, this test was not to examine your agricultural skills, but rather, he said, this test was to examine your integrity. I gave all nine of you dead seeds. There was no way anybody can grow out a tree of these dead seeds that I gave you. But they went out there with the impression that what is required of them is to come back with a tree. So they cheated. They all went and they got a different seed, hoping that this seed is going to be better than the one that their father gave them. And this man came in and he said, I'm sorry, this is the seed that you gave me, but I could not grow it up. Not knowing that it was not supposed to be growing up. See, sometimes, brothers and sisters, what happens is that when we view life as a challenge, who can outdo the other person? As a challenge, who can outdo people, outrun them, outsmart them, regardless of what price you pay in between, that becomes a catastrophe. And that's why we say integrity or character is everything. People say, if you lose your wealth, you've lost something. If you lose your health, you've lost something. But if you lose your character, you've lost everything. You've lost everything. And nowadays we are taught to please differentiate between the behavior of somebody, the conduct of somebody, and then the character of the other person. That's part of being politically correct. You are lying. I'm not saying that you are a liar. You're cheating. I'm not saying that you are a cheater. When we make this wicked distinction between the conduct of a person and the character of a person, we have lost. Because character is the set of values, the set of principles, the set of actions, the words that we say that really make up our character. وفي هذا يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إنما بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق وفي رواية إنما بعثت لأتمم صالح الأخلاق. He said, I was sent. The main mission why Allah has sent me is so that I perfect noble character, so that I introduce to people. People have good character. He said, I am here to bring in the rest of these righteous characters. الإمام جعفر الصادق الناس يدركون معنى حسن الخلق. People may think that we know what good character is. However, Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq, he said that in order to have good character, you must have 6 components that go along with this good character. يعني هذا الخلق الحسن لابد له من عوامل. والإمام جعفر الصادق ذكر شيئا منها ولكن إن شاء الله اليوم نذكر 6 منها. And we call them the 6 C's of character. They all start with the letter C. And that's why they say the very first component of character is conscience. A person of character is a person of conscience. وازع ديني ضمير يقظ ضمير حي من أولى عوامل بناء الأخلاق السليمة. الوازع الديني. وفي هذا يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لما جاء مفسرا لقوله جل وعلا اهدنا الصراط المستقيم يقول والداعي الذي فوق الصراط وازع الله في قلب كل مؤمن. He said that when he was explaining guide us to the straight path, said that this straight path is a path, however in between it's got different doors that would lead you different ways. And then he said, however, there is that conscience that tells you not to stray from the path. And he said, that conscience is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts in the heart of a believer. حتى أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لما عرف حسن الخلق عرفه بأنه ضمير حي. حديث واصب بن معبد said that there was this companion واصب بن معبد. واصب في ليلة من الليالي قال والله إذا أصبح الصبح ذهبت إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم وسألته عن البر وعن الإثم. Said that tomorrow morning I am going to go to the masjid and ask the messenger of Allah what is righteousness, what is sin and what is righteousness. فلما أصبح الصبح دخل واصبة المسجد. When the masjid, when he came in the morning to the masjid was full, it was packed. فجعل واصبة يتخطى الناس. So Wasiba kept pushing people aside in order to make it to the Messenger of Allah. And people kept saying, Ya Wasiba qad ta'akhkhart fajlis haythu intaha bika al-majlis. And people were saying, Wasiba, sit down, you came in late, where are you going? يقول فجعلت أتخطى الناس. He said, however, I did not care, I just kept coming to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then he said, فجلست إليه حتى لاصقت ركبتايا ركبتيه. Until my knees were actually touching his knees. That's how close I came to the Messenger of Allah. فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يا واصبة إن شئت أجبنا على سؤالك قبل أن تسأل وإن شئت سألت ثم أجبنا. The Messenger of Allah said, واصبة, if you wish I can answer your question before you ask it, and if you wish you can ask your question and then I will answer it for you. فقال بل أجب يا رسول الله. He said, Messenger of Allah, I want you to answer it. فقال يا واصبة جئت تسألنا عن الإثم وعن البر. Said واصبة, you came here inquiring what is righteousness and what is sin. فقال هو ذاك يا رسول الله. Said indeed this is what I came here. ثم قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الإثم ما حاك في صدرك وخشيت أن يطلع عليه الناس. He said sin is that which pricks in your heart. It pricks in your heart. You've got something bad feeling about it. Said it pricks in your heart and you are afraid that it may be exposed to people. والبر مطمئن إليه القلب وسكنت إليه النفس. وفي رواية والبر حسن الخلق. He said, however, righteousness is that which the soul is comforted with and the heart is in the state of peacefulness. يا إخوان يا أحباب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كلمة مطمئن وما سكن إليه في لغة العرب جميلة جدا. إذا أنك أتيت بكوب وجعلت فيه شيئا من الرمل وحركت الكوب هكذا إذا توقف الماء عن الدوران فقد سكن الكوب وإذا نزل الرمل تماما قال قد اطمأن الكوب. فالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم استخدم كلمة سكنة وكلمة اطمأن. The messenger of Allah gives this beautiful example as to what is going on, and he uses two of the most beautiful words in the Arabic language, the word sakana and itma'anna, tranquility and peace. And the example they give is that if you have a cup and you put some sand in it and you stir it, he said that when the water comes to motionless, when the water is no longer moving, he said that is the state of sakana. However, when the sand goes all the way down to the bottom, that is the state of tranquility or the state of itma'anna. So here the messenger of Allah is saying that part of having good character, a must, is that you must be a person of conscience. وفي حديث النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ما سكن إليه القلب وطمأنت إليه النفس وإن أفتاك الناس وأفتوك. He said that it is that which your soul finds peace in it. Your heart is in the state of tranquility, even though people may justify it for you. And sometimes we even try to justify to ourselves, but deep inside you feel that this is wrong. This is what we call the inner moral compass that each and every one of us has in it. You must have conscience. So the first C of the six characters, or of the six C's of character, is conscience. The other one is consideration. مسألة التقدير يا أحباب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Meaning that you are more thoughtful. You are more deliberative. You think to yourself, how are my words, how are my actions, how are they going to impact the people who are around me? So you become a person that is considerate. والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عرف بهذا الخلق الجميل, خلق التقدير, تقدير مشاعر الناس. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان في يوم من الأيام صائم, فأجاءه إعرابي وقال يا رسول الله إني أدعوك إلى داري للغداء معنا. فأفطر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, وكان الصيام صيام سنة, فأفطر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم تقديرا لمشاعر هذا الإنسان. So the Bedouin one time he invited the Prophet peace be upon him to lunch, and the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was fasting. But in the face of that Bedouin you can see so much happiness that the Messenger of Allah is about to accept his invitation, and the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم did not want to disappoint him. مسألة التقدير. ومن اللطائف أيضا أن أعرابيا بعد صلاة العيد, عيد الأضحى المبارك, أتى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وقال يا رسول الله إن زوجتي قد طبخت اللحم. In one of these beautiful incidents after the Eid prayers, عيد الأضحى sacrifice of prayers, a Bedouin came to the Messenger of Allah and he said, Prophet of Allah, my wife has already cooked the meat. فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ويحك أو ذبحت قبل الصلاة. The Messenger of Allah said, woe to you! You mean that you've slaughtered your meat before the prayers have even taken place? فقال يا رسول الله إني أردت أن أنك إذا فرغت من الصلاة أن تأتينا إلى البيت وتأكل عندنا. He said, O Messenger of Allah, I was so eager that after the prayers that you come home and you eat at my house, so I woke up early in the morning, I slaughtered the animal, I cooked it, and now it's all ready for you. والأصل أن الذبح لا يكون إلا بعد الصلاة. However, you're supposed to make your sacrifice after the prayers have taken place. But this man was so eager to have the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم over. فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إنها قد أجزأت عنك ولا تجزي لأحد من بعدك. He said, the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he saw what this man had in him. So the Messenger of Allah said, of all people, he said, Allah has accepted your sacrifice. However, nobody else. Meaning that it has to take place after the salah has taken place. But you must be considerate. وفي هذا يضرب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أمثلة لبعض الأصناف من الناس. لا يكون أحدكم كالفحل يضرب زوجته بالنهار ثم ينام معها بالليل. He said, one of you should not be like a beast. You beat your wife during the day and then you expect to be intimate with her at night. Absolute lack of consideration. Absolute insensitivity and desensitization. And the Messenger of Allah said that is not befitting to a character of a Muslim. A Muslim is supposed to be somebody that is considerate. Taqdeer. Then the other thing is, the next C is what we call compassion. Al-Rahmah. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أثنى عليه القرآن في سبع مواضع مكية وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين. In seven different instances in the Quran, Allah refers to Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم as رحمة to all of mankind. رحمة to all that exists. See, now what is interesting about this is the following. كل الآيات التي وردت وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين هي آيات مكية. أي أنها نزلت على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قبل هجرته من مكة إلى المدينة, أصحابه يعذبون يقتلون يشردون، والله سبحانه وتعالى يقول محمد هذا صلى الله عليه وسلم هو رحمة للعالمين. These are all Mekki surahs, meaning that they were revealed to the Messenger of Allah before his migration from Mecca to Medina. While his companions are tortured, while they're being beaten up, while they are killed, Allah insists that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the Muslims after him, they are people of mercy. Rahmah. وفي هذا كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول دائما ارحموا من في الأرض يرحمكم من في السماء. Be compassionate to those who are on earth with you. The one up in heaven would be kind towards you. That is the spirit of a Muslim. مما يروى أن عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنه ذهب إلى السوق ليشتري بعض السلع. So that عبد الله بن عمر, he went to the market to buy something. See brothers and sisters, it's very easy to be compassionate to those who are good to you. But being good to those who are good to you does not make you good. The real challenge is, how do you behave to those who are not so very good to you? What do you do? That determines whether you are a good person or not. وفي هذا يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ليس الواصل بالمكافئ إنما الواصل من يصل من قطعه. Any case, Abdullah ibn Umar comes to the market to buy something. فإذا به يضع يده في جيبه فيجد أن دراهمه قد سرقت. فيقول يا ناس قد سرقت دراهم. When he went to the market and he picked what it is that he wanted, he put his hand in his pocket to take out his money and his money was gone. He said, people, somebody has stolen my money. فَجَعَلَ النَّاسُ يَدْعُونَ عَلَى مَنْ سَرَقَ دَرَهِمَهُمْ. So all people, they raised their hands and they kept praying against the person who stole the money of Abdullah ibn Umar. How dare you steal from the companion of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. فَتَوَجَّهَ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ بْنُ عُمَرْ إِلَى الْقِبْلَةِ وَقَالْ اللهم إن كانت له حاجة في دراهمي اللهم فبارك له فيها. اللهم وإن كانت قد كثرت ذنوبه فاجعلها أو اجعل هذه السرقة آخر ذنوبه رضي الله عنه. What does Abdullah ibn Umar do? He raised his hand with everybody else. But he said something else. He said, Oh Allah, if this person stole my money because he was in dire need of it, Oh Allah, please bless that money for him. Then Oh Allah, he said, But if he stole it because he is a thief, oh Allah, make it the last of his sins. Sometimes we make these things and people could have felt justified in doing this. But real compassion is, how do you react to those who are not so very compassionate to you? A person of character does not look for revenge. A person of character looks for something higher than revenge. And then another key, my brothers and sisters, is confidence. Meaning that you do the right thing because it's the right thing regardless of how other people react to it. You do the right thing. يعني أنت تعمل الخير بغض النظر هل هذا الإنسان يستاهل هذا الخير أم لم يستاهل؟ هل يقدر هذا الخير أم لم يقدر؟ هل يشكر لك هذا الخير أم لم يشكر؟ هذا كله ليس جزء من الموضوع. وإنما المهم أن تفعل أنت هذا الخير. Regardless how people react to it, you just do what is right. It was said that there was a man at his work, his boss out of nowhere just came and gave each and everybody $1,000. A bonus that was not expected at all. And this person felt so good about the $1,000 because they needed it at home. They needed it so much. And he knew that his wife and his children were going to be so happy when they get the $1,000, when they see it. So he went home, and on the way home, he was stopped by an old lady. Or a lady that looked old. She had a small child on her hand. And she came to him and she said, Sir, my baby is dying. Please help me, I need to get my baby some medication. And the man is thinking to himself, the baby is dying. My family is really going to be happy with the $1,000. What do I do? And he did what he felt was the right thing. Took the $1,000 out of his pocket and gave it to the lady. And he prayed for the life and the speedy recovery of that baby. He went home to his children as they are having their dinner. He told them the story. And they looked at him and they said, You are the stupidest man ever on earth. This was the silliest decision that you ever made. Do you know who this lady is? Did you ask for any medical examinations? Did you ask for any prescriptions? Did you ask for any of that? And he looked at them and he said, But the baby was dying. He said, How do you know the baby was dying? You are a fool. You are an idiot, they said. After they finished their dinner, they're watching TV. And on the evening news, they said, a lady was caught by the police because she was cunning people. She was holding a baby, going around telling people that the baby is about to die. So they all came back and said, "See, you fool, we told you that this lady was cunning you. Did you hear the news? The baby was not dying. She was just stealing money from people." He looked at them and he said, "This is the best news I have heard throughout the day. The baby is not dying." So the baby is not dying. That's the news. He was not sad about the $1,000 that he lost. He said, "I am so happy that the baby is not dying. You lost the money, but you know you did the right thing." Now whether she conned you out, whether they stole you, that is not the point. The point is you did what is right. Now whether the other person deserves that, whether they don't deserve it, that becomes very irrelevant. That becomes very irrelevant. So we as Muslims, it's not like a tit for a tat. You do good to me, I do good to you. You do bad, I will show you, mister, how it is. That's not how you do it as a Muslim. We do good because it's good. We do right because it's right, regardless of how other people are going to react to this. وفي هذا يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يكن أحدكم إمعة إن أحسن الناس أحسن وإن أساء الناس أساء. So that one of you should not just blindly imitate people. When people do good, he will do good. When people do bad, he's going to do bad. ليوطن كل منكم نفسه. But rather think for yourself. Think for yourself. When people do good, be part of that goodness. When people do not do good, then do not take part of it. And that's what we mean when we say confidence, that doing the right thing is the thing that needs to be done. If you don't get rewarded for it today, even if it's not acknowledged, that is never the case. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على رسوله المصطفى وعلى من بآثاره اقتفى. والأمر الآخر يا أحباب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, having good character requires two more components, and they are control and courage, شجاعة. شجاعة خاصة في أيامنا هذه, ولا نعني بالشجاعة الشجاعة التي يعني يبديها الإنسان في الحروب أو في المعارك, وإنما نعني بالشجاعة الشجاعة الأدبية, أن يقف الإنسان مدافعا عن معتقداته, عن آدابه, عن معاتبه. Said when we talk about courage, we're not talking about courage that is displayed in the battlefield. That's not the kind of courage. It is a kind of courage. More important than this type of courage though is the moral courage. To stand up truly for what you believe in. To stand up for it. And not to just shy away. Especially nowadays, we're not necessarily the values, the principles that are taught by Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They're not the popular thing to do. This is not what is most popular. So what happens is part of having good character is that knowing your principles are going to be challenged. How do you react when your principles are challenged? You stand up. You show moral courage. وفي هذا يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ألا لا يمنعنكم ألا لا يمنعنكم مخافة الناس من أن تقول حقا إذا رأيته أو سمعت به فإنه لا يباعد من رزق ولا يقرب من أجل. صلوا على رسول الله. The Prophet peace be upon him said, do not let your fear of people stop you from doing what is right or from standing against oppression when you hear about it or when you yourself you see. For people, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, they cannot withhold that which Allah chose to give you, and people cannot bring your day of departure closer if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not say it is going to be so. So the point is, have moral courage in standing up for what you believe. يروى أن سلمان الفارسي رضي الله عنه كان يسير في يوم من الأيام فوجده واحد من المشركين فقال سمعنا أن نبيكم هذا صلى الله عليه وسلم يعلمكم كل شيء حتى الخرى. He said that, you know, we have heard that this messenger of yours صلى الله عليه وسلم, he teach you everything, even he teach you how to relieve yourselves. He was being sarcastic. That why can't you learn it yourself? Can't you do it yourself? What does Salman say? Yeah, but see, I mean, it's true, but let me tell you, just let me explain. He looked at him and said, أي والله قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تستقبلوا القبلة ونظفوا أيديكم بشمالكم. He said, you are right. The messenger of Allah taught us not to face Mecca when we do it. This is an open area, of course. And then he said, and when we clean ourselves, we use our left hand. End of the story. I'm not ashamed of sharing with you what Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم taught us. The point is standing up, having the moral courage to stand up for the principles and the values that we have. And then finally, brothers and sisters, control. By this we mean emotional control, being emotionally wise. Because you're going to be challenged. A person of character is not a person that is easily provoked, but rather this is a person that is in control. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم سأل أصحابه مرة وقال من تعدون القوي فيكم؟ Whom do you consider to be a person of strength? فقالوا يا رسول الله من يصرع الرجال. They said, O Messenger of Allah, it is he who is able to wrestle down men. You pin them down. That's even how they do it. You arm wrestle them down. You pin their shoulder down. Said, Prophet Allah, this is a strong man. فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ليس القوي بالسرعة ولكن القوي من يملك نفسه عند الغرض. He said that a person is not strong because they're able to pin down or wrestle down men. He said a person is strong because they can control themselves when they are provoked or angered. A person of character is a person of control, brothers and sisters. In all circumstances, control, meaning that you're not easily provoked. ونختم بالرواية التي جاءت عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان قد استدان مالا من يهودي. One time the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he borrowed money from a Jewish man. فأتى الرجل اليهودي النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. أتى الرجل اليهودي النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. The Jewish man came to the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him. And he said, يا محمد اعطني مالي. Muhammad, give me my money back. فإنكم يا بني عبد المطلب قوم مطل. يعني تماطلون في الدفع. He came to him and said, pay me back, for I know you children of Abdul Muttalib. I know you. You like to defer paying back, even though you have the ability to do so. Umar ibn al-Khattab was so upset. How dare you speak to Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم in such a manner? فَسَلَّ سَيْفَهُ وَقَالَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ دَعْنِي أَضْرِبُ عُنُقَهُ. Said, Messenger of Allah, let me deal with this man. He's got my son. Said, let me deal with this man. فَقَالَ النَّبِي صلى الله عليه وسلم, لَا يَا عُمَرْ. وإنما عليك أن تسأله وإنما عليك أن تنصحني بحسن القضاء وأن تنصحه بحسن الطلب. He said, no, that's not what I want from you. He said, rather what I want from you is that you should have said something about me paying him back and him being nicer when he is here to ask for his things. اذهب معه إلى بيت المال ورد إليه ماله. Take him and give him his money. وفي الطريق, and please imagine this, that Umar has to walk with this man. And how much control Umar has to display. He wants to beat up this man so bad, but now he can't do it. And on the way, أمسك الرجل اليهودي بيد عمر وقال يا عمر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمد رسول الله. And the way he held Umar's hand and he said, I bear witness that nobody is worthy of worship but Allah, and I bear witness that Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم is indeed his final messenger. So Umar is all surprised. One time you come and you accuse the Messenger of Allah of one thing, and now you're saying something else. What's the story? فقال الرجل والله لقد قرأت أخبار النبي في كتبنا صلى الله عليه وسلم. He said, I have studied the character of this man in our own scriptures. ووجدت أن كل الصفات فيه. He said that, and I found out that all the descriptions about him are there, with the exception of one. إلا واحدة فأردت أن أختبره فيها أنك كلما ازددت عليه جهلا ازداد عليك صلى الله عليه وسلم حلما. He said that the more you try to provoke him, the more sublime he becomes, the more calmer he becomes, the more cooler he becomes. He said, so I came there with the sole intention of provoking him just to see how he is going to react. And that's why we say good character consists of conscience, consideration, compassion, control and courage. These are some of the 60s that we've spoken about. And remember, by the end of the day, please pay attention to this. That Islam is a set of beliefs that must be displayed in a set of rituals that must impact the character of the individual that is displayed in your dealings with other people. وفي هذا يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الدين المعاملة. That truly religion is best manifested, is best explained in the social dealings that we come with other people. Some people say that this is a weak hadith. Nevertheless, the meaning of it is truly Islamic, even though maybe the Prophet ﷺ said it or the Prophet ﷺ did not say it. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the best of characters, to make us of those who are clean and clear inside as well as outside. اللهم يا رب وفقنا لأحسن الأخلاق ونعوذ بك من سيء الأخلاق. اللهم يا رب اجعلنا ممن حسن ظاهره وباطنه ولا تجعلنا ممن حسن ظاهره وأفسد باطنه يا رب العالمين. اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم يا رب طهر قلوبنا وحصن فروجنا واختم بالصالحات آجالنا. اللهم يا رب ارحم موتانا واشف مرضانا وفك أسرانا واختم بالصالحات الباقيات آجالنا. اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم يا رب ورحمك بالمستضعفين في كل مكان. اللهم ارحمك بالمستضعفين في كل مكان. اللهم يا رب ارحمك بالمستضعفين في كل مكان. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر. الله يعلم ما تصنعون. وأقم الصلاة.